Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is Sweat Lodge, moving energy. But first, a few housekeeping details. This show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays and Tuesdays, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are downloadable at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes. I invite you to please like my Facebook page, Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, and you can contact me by email at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com or via my website, blisshealingarts.com. The Dream Vision 7 network has over 1.2 million listeners in more than 135 countries. We've got lots of great shows with new hosts joining all the time, so I invite you to have a listen. In our last show, which was called West Shield, Being Afraid to Receive or Feel, we looked at some of the issues related to balance and that receptivity and female energy of allowing in the West, represented by the West Shield, and how that kind of needs to be balanced with that male energy, the driving energy, that warrior nature of the East Shield, and really spent some time exploring what it takes to be able to do that, to be open to receive and feel while at the same time balancing it, how to sort of go into a space of retreat and receptivity, really going within for information. But tonight, our show is Sweat Lodge, Moving Energy. So first, I thought I'd just review what is a sweat lodge. Basically, it's a Native American healing ceremony of cleansing, of purification, of prayer, where participants enter a sweat lodge, which is a dome-shaped little structure that's covered entirely with blankets and has a little fire pit in the middle. And so you enter the lodge, and heated rocks are brought in, and the person leading the lodge enters first with a bucket of water, a prayer pipe, and things of that nature. The door of the lodge is shut, and you're immersed in darkness. And the idea is that you're returning to the womb with an opportunity to shed all of the things that no longer serve you, to really purify yourself. You sweat tears from your body in this ceremony. And it's something that's really appropriate to participate in when you're really looking to change something, where you want to kind of get rid of everything that isn't serving and have this opportunity to make prayers from this metaphorical womb and then sort of emerge from the lodge with an opportunity to, you know, do it again, and this time differently. So it's a really powerful ceremony to move energy, right? A lot of times we feel like stuckness in our lives, and so this ceremony can really kind of unblock some of that stuckness. And I think it's really worth thinking about where each of us is in our own life, our own journey, relative to how much energy is moving within us. And if we think about ourselves as sort of both physical and energetic, right? We learned that from physics. And, you know, considering yourself as an energetic being, is everything moving the way you want it to move, or are there ways that you're really feeling stuck in your life? And so this metaphor of the sweat lodge then creates this goal for us of purification that allows a new attitude to emerge, but a new attitude that's then followed by action. So in some ways, that's similar to some of the themes that we talked about in the last show about balancing out receptivity with a driving nature. And here you're really looking at new attitude and action, and how do you balance those two things as well. So we just came off blue moon energy, and if you did any reading about it or know much about the energy of that moon, it really amplifies things. And it's a time, blue moon is basically the term that is assigned to a full moon when it's the second one in a particular month. So July had a full moon at the beginning of the month, and there was another one last week. And so it's a great time for manifestation, like a really powerful time for manifestation, even to the point where a lot of the information from astrologers was cautionary to really be careful what you wish for during that blue moon energy span, because things will manifest. So thinking too about how we're in this time of everything seeming to be accelerating, vibrating at a faster rate. The advances in technology is always, I think, a good example of that. So thinking about sort of that acceleration of manifestation that seems to be happening right now in our world, and the law of attraction, and the idea of sort of where your attention goes, where thought goes, energy flows. So again, if we're in this theme tonight of sort of moving energy, and you know, being able to move energy, to what end? Really, it's to manifest the things that we want to manifest. And what Abraham Hicks and other folks who do a lot of teaching around the law of attraction will say is that we are constantly manifesting what is consistent with the vibration, right, the energy that we are emitting. There's always an alignment there. And so people sometimes get upset about that, thinking, well, all these bad things are happening to me. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Well, from an energetic sense, according to this teaching, anything that shows up in your experience is a direct manifestation of your vibration, something for us all to really think about, turn inside out, upside down, and really consider the extent to which we believe that that's true. The additional piece of information that's really essential, I think, to understanding the law of attraction is that the vibration that we emit is actually an emotional vibration. It's attached to a feeling state that we happen to be experiencing in a moment. And a lot of people don't always sort of know that level of the law of attraction. They just think, okay, my thoughts have to be a certain way. I have to really be putting out the right words. Well, that's really only a small part of it, because what the vibrational match that you create has to do with the way you're feeling. So you could be saying, I want, or I have an amazing job where I feel completely fulfilled. You could be saying those words, but if you have a feeling state beneath that, that is, you know, nothing ever works out for me, I'll never find a good job, all jobs are the same, they're all bad, that kind of thing, what you're going to match is that underlying vibration. Okay, so you want to really think about what Abraham Hicks calls this emotional guidance scale. You can do a quick Google search and find numerous examples of it. And this is sort of the idea that you want to be able to identify where you are, you know, what your feeling state is, from, you know, anywhere from, you know, grief, depression, despair on the one end, moving all the way across the continuum to appreciation, freedom, love, on the other end of this scale, and every other emotion in between, revenge, anger, worry, doubt, boredom, contentment, hopefulness, optimism, and things like that. And so the idea is to move your way along that scale, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But what I want to focus on for the rest of this first segment are some different processes that Abraham Hicks recommends that help to improve your point of attraction. And when I was preparing for the show, I was actually kind of, again, sort of in a state of awe at the information that is allowed to come through to me, or that I'm allowed to become aware of and asked to share through this radio program, because it's always exactly what I need to be hearing in the moment. So let's look at some of these processes that they talk about. If we know that sort of we are an extension of source energy, and that we've got this emotional guidance system in us that will help us sort of every moment improve our connection to source and to what we're allowing. See, again, a lot of this is what we allow into our life versus what we block. So the first process that they talk about is this called the process of clearing clutter for clarity. I like that alliterative name. And so this is a process for us to use. I think I'm going to spend a lot of my vacation next week using it. When you're feeling stressed due to being disorganized, or when you feel that there's just not enough time to do everything that you need to do. And those two points really hit home for me. And so basically the idea is that we create a vibrational relationship with everything that we have in our life. So our personal belongings and the things that are in our environment, especially the more cluttered it is, the more it has an impact on the way that we feel and on the way that we can attract and manifest things. So it's not to say that it's impossible to manifest in that environment, but it actually can take longer or make us feel a little bit more frustrated or overwhelmed. So what Abraham Hicks recommends, and for a pretty metaphysical book, this is actually, it comes from The Vortex, Esther and Jerry Hicks, where the law of attraction assembles all cooperative relationships. So The Vortex is the book that I'm drawing this from. And so it will say, it basically recommends a sorting procedure for folks. So I'm going to get pretty concrete here for a minute. It says to get sort of a minimum of 20 boxes, like those white banker boxes, a bunch of, you know, alphabetized cards, and a handheld voice recorder. It says number your boxes from 1 to 20, then go into whatever environment is that you're trying to sort of remove the clutter from. For me, I think it will be my home. And you take each item around you in the environment, and you ask yourself, this is the important thing, so get ready. You ask, is this item important to my immediate experience right now? Is this item important to my immediate experience right now? If it is, then you leave it in the environment. And if it's not, you put it in a box and you record where it is. So, for example, you might say, purple vase, not important to my immediate experience right now. It's going in box one. And then you do that with all of your belongings. Now, it sounds kind of probably crazy to folks who don't have any trouble with keeping their space organized or letting go of things in their environment. But for those of us who do really struggle with that, to me, this feels incredibly freeing, because you're not being asked to make a decision about whether it needs to leave permanently from your life. You're just kind of saying, right now, it's not important to my immediate experience. The other thing that I think is so valuable for folks who, you know, have trouble keeping track of their things, so they like to have everything out where they can see it, you're actually going to, you know, record where you have something so that you can then transcribe it and then, you know, do a quick search of the document when you do need to come across your purple vase for whatever reason. So then, of course, you want to stack all these boxes in number order in a space where you can retrieve them. So, you know, depending on your space, it might need a little bit of tweaking for it to work for you. But I thought, you know, that is an amazing way to get things out that aren't serving your immediate experience. And a lot of times we get into this space of, you know, because we live in a physical world, gathering stuff is one of the ways that we kind of, you know, they say in the book, keep score, but it's a way that we kind of can validate our position in life, make us feel better about ourselves, make us feel important. Things like that, but we sometimes really then get overwhelmed and buried in all of that stuff, and it doesn't serve our true desire for freedom and to really be the fullest expression of who we are. Everything gets kind of muddied up and confused. So I wanted to offer that for your consideration, remind folks that when you have this harmony and vibrational alignment with your home where there isn't all this clarity, you then sort of really ratchet up your capacity for manifesting and attracting the things that you really want to attract, the situations you want to attract, the people that you want to attract, rather than sort of clogging up that process with all this stuff that really isn't serving you. So that was the first process I wanted to talk about. The next process that I thought was pretty powerful and important and asking to be shared is a process that they call pivoting. We talk about pivoting a lot at one of my jobs, where you have to be able to be flexible, to change your mind, change your task, that kind of thing, really recognize when something needs to shift. And so this is a process, when it comes to the law of attraction, about really being aware of the statements that you're making, the things, you know, sort of that track that plays in our heads, to be aware of when you're actually making a statement that is the opposite of what you're really trying to attract into your experience. Okay, so that would be when you would want to use this. And actually, I think you would want to kind of be using this all the time as part of your practice, because many times we can really get bogged down into just like thinking negative thoughts, but sometimes we think we're actually trying to manifest and trying to create, but the way that we're doing it, the things we're saying, the way we're feeling is not really a vibrational match, and we're attracting the opposite. And you do that without even knowing it. So this pivoting allows you to kind of be monitoring your desire to shift that habit of vibration, okay? And it allows you to more clearly define exactly what you desire. Now, of course, there's that whole thing about contrast with the law of attraction. A lot of times, you know, we have certain experiences so that we, you know, maybe a bad experience allows us to have the awareness and knowledge of what a good experience is because we have that contrast, right? The things that we like contrasted against the things we don't like. We're able to, like, discern based on our experience with contrast. And so with this process of pivoting, what you want to do, sort of as you're speaking any words of, you know, the desire that you have, you want to see how you feel when you're making that statement of desire, to see if there's a vibrational match there. So you're saying, I really want to, I have my own home that is beautiful and decorated exactly the way I want, or I have the relationship that meets my needs. But beneath it all, you kind of are feeling anxious, or you're feeling angry, or you're feeling discouraged, or you're blaming someone, or you're worried that it's not going to happen. And you want to take note of that and say, wait a minute, I'm feeling a negative emotion here. And that helps you stop. And then you want to ask yourself, I know that I do not want that. I do not want to feel worried, discouraged, blamed without the right relationship, without the home, and things of that nature. So what is it that I do want? You know, I know that I don't want that. What is it that I do want? So that's sort of the way you want to think about it. And then you pivot. You pivot. You come up with an improved vibration. And over time, the more you redirect that vibration and catch yourself, and come up with what is it that I do want, you can then have the dominant thought be the thing that you actually want rather than the absence and the worry about the thing that you're trying to attract. I hope that is making sense. And I've been really trying to do that lately, where I have committed myself to events, things that I'm running, or stuff that I'm responsible for, and then having, like, feeling bad about it, but rushing so much that I can't, I'm not noticing as much that I'm feeling bad about it. So I'm really trying to slow myself down and to say, okay, well, what is it that I really want in this moment? So last week, I actually ended up canceling the monthly journeying group, even though I had folks planning to attend, because I was just at this point of exhaustion where I had, you know, hit the wall, and, you know, normally kind of pushing through and having the journeying group go forward is something that really, you know, nourishes me. But I just was in this space of, you know what, I just need to go get horizontal and rest. And I followed that, and I got in touch with the folks that were coming, and I said, I'm really sorry, I'm not feeling well, we need to reschedule. And wow, that was a vibrational match. Same thing I'm doing with the retreat that I go on every year, and it's something that I really source my life from and kind of set my year by this retreat. I've been going every year for, I don't know, 15, 20 years now, and I actually this morning decided that I am not going, and I'm going to stay home and take care of some things at home and be in my space that I am very rarely in. And wow, when I really stopped and said, okay, you know, I looked at, oh, I'm going on vacation, I can't wait to go on vacation, and then the emotion beneath it was like anxiety and stress and some anger. And I, and oh gosh, maybe I'm going to disappoint people if I make this decision to not go, but whew, the relief that I felt at making that decision to say, you know, here's what I really do want right now. I want to be with my partner. I want to be with my home. I want to be clearing the decks and not feeling this obligation to go somewhere that really I it's not the right time for me to go. So just some examples from my own life here as we teach what we most need to learn. When we come back, we'll be looking at a few of these other processes that Abraham Hicks recommends to help us improve our point of attraction and move energy through us. So I'll let Brian take us to break, and I'll talk to you in a few.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Thank you. Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Living your values? Looking for companions on the path? With wisdom, humor, and compassion, artist Sarah Jepson-Zitter answers many of the questions we have about living a spiritually grounded life. Check out her stunning graphic novels and designs on cards, mugs, and other cool gifts at gnomestedding.com. That's G-N-O-M-E-Stedding.com. Or call Sarah at 978-897-6239 for more information.
Involved in a divorce or custody dispute? Time to finally get your will and health care proxy in place. Need help getting special education services for your child with a disability? For these and other legal issues, the attorneys at Levine Pirro Law can help. We provide all our Massachusetts clients with compassionate, affordable, quality legal representation. Contact us for a free consultation at 978-637-2048. That's 978-637-2048. Or visit Levine Pirro Law.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is Sweat Lodge, Moving Energy. At the top of the hour, we were talking about the law of attraction and different processes recommended by Abraham Hicks on how to improve your point of attraction and manifest the things in your life that actually bring you the most joy. So we had gotten through two processes, and I have two others that I wanted to share. The first of these is called Finding the Feeling Place. And so this is a process that you would want to use when you're trying to improve a situation. Perhaps you want to have more abundance or resources, money coming into your life, you want a different job situation, a happier relationship, you want a healthier, more well body. And so you would use this process, finding the feeling place, to do that. And so, again, as a reminder, that idea of whatever you are living in the moment, this is important, is carrying more vibrational weight, so to speak, than what you're trying to desire, what you're trying to manifest, what you're desiring, what you're imagining. So whatever exists in your current present is the thing that you have a vibrational match to. So if you really are trying to shift that, you have to sort of accept that, I guess, as true, something I'm trying to do, and then figure out, okay, so what do I need to do instead? And so this finding the feeling place process is one thing that can help with that, because you want to make sure that you're sort of emitting a vibration that will serve you and the change that you're trying to make. So it's about using your imagination to pretend that the thing that you're trying to manifest has already come about. So it's sort of imagining in the present moment that what you want already exists for you in exactly the way you want it, and that you're living the details of that desire. Now, you don't necessarily want to just focus on all those details. What you want to do is focus on the feeling that you would have or imagine that you would have if all of those things existed in your life. The feeling you would have with enough, quote-unquote, money in the bank. The feeling you would have if you were working in the, quote-unquote, perfect job. The feeling you would have if you had a happier relationship. The feeling. You want to connect in with the vibration of that feeling. Is it joy? Is it enthusiasm? Is it passion, inspiration, appreciation? And so really getting into that and feeling it, letting it kind of be absorbed into every molecule that you have. When you can do that enough to tip the scale, so to speak, so that even though your desire hasn't actually manifested, what you're doing is offering a vibration as if it has, and then the law of attraction says that manifestation must follow. So interesting, something definitely to experiment with. I remember doing this shortly after my father died, where I wanted to see if I could break out of this mindset and vibration I had that everything was a struggle, that you had to work really hard to have anything worthwhile, and even working really hard sometimes didn't pay off the way you wanted it to. And so I said, you know what, I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to really shift my vibration, created a vision board, connected in with the things on it from that emotional place. Oh, I would feel, you know, passion and inspiration and peace of mind because, you know, I could pay all my bills and all of that. And I really connected in with that. And wouldn't you know it, I don't know why I'm so surprised. I'll have to look at that belief. It worked. Things shifted. It was a year or two where I had more income than I had probably ever had in my life. And so, you know, we need to explore these things and really give it a shot to manifest the things we want to manifest. So that was the process, finding the feeling place and getting sort of tipping the scale as if you already have the thing in your life that you're trying to manifest. And then the other thing I wanted to spend probably the balance of the hour on is a process called reclaiming one's natural state of health. Reclaiming one's natural state of health. And this is a process for us to use when we're not feeling well, when maybe we've received a diagnosis that is alarming, when we're feeling pain in our bodies, or maybe we just want to feel more vitality and energy available for our life, or even when you're in this sense of like having some kind of fear associated with your body that you can't quite put your finger on. So these would all be reasons to use this process. And it's actually, you know, one that I don't think will surprise you. And, you know, a lot of times these processes are very simple things that we can do to kind of reset ourselves. And yet for some reason, we don't always do them. So this is a process you would want to do lying down in a comfortable place where you have, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. And what you simply would want to do is allow certain truths to enter into you while you're relaxing and breathing and receiving. This is really about receptivity and openness. And they're all thoughts about the fact that it's natural for our bodies to be well. And if I don't know what I need to do in order to get better, my body knows. That all my cells have consciousness and they know how to achieve balance. That you may not understand the cause of an illness you have, but that you can gently release the illness. It doesn't matter how it got started, that it got started, but it's reversing right now. So you're just getting into this receptive state, and a natural state, really, for us, of well-being. Well-being is our birthright. And many times, and this can be a controversial thing, it's what we believe about health that affects what manifests on the physical. It's what we don't address in our emotional lives and the emotional pains that we have and the trauma that we have in our background that kind of hangs out in our energy field. And if we don't clear it, many times it can show up on the physical level as our, you know, opportunity then to clear it. And if we think about that, you know, energetically, for instance, there are schools of thought where, say, a tumor in the body is stuck energy. I think I just recently heard Christian Northrup talk about a tumor as a deep message from the body of needing to grow, of stifled growth, of stuck energy, right? And we want to move that energy. Powerful to think about that as a complement to the healing work that we're doing. You know, what are we doing physically to kind of impact our, you know, physical body? And then what are we doing on the energetic level to impact our body as a system of energy? Both of those things. So again, in this process that's being recommended to reclaim your natural state of health, what you're doing is just really bathing yourself in those thoughts, creating a vibrational match of well-being being natural to you, of your body knowing what it needs to do to heal, of your inner being, that deepest part of you, being intricately aware of your physical body. You know, that your cells can ask for what they need to thrive. And that you can relax into that and allow communication between your body and source energy. And so the book, The Vortex, that I mentioned in the first segment, has a whole list of all of these statements that, you know, you can use and maybe put near your bedside or somewhere that you like to meditate. You can really allow those thoughts and the feeling state that you have, combining the last process, when you're imagining that all of those statements are absolutely true. So the peace that you will have, right? The balance that you will have, the reassurance, the ability to let go and not be so absorbed by the things that are quote-unquote wrong with you, the pain that you're feeling, the fear that we have when we get a diagnosis. Oh, my God, what does this mean for me? Oh, my God, am I going to die? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So really playing with this, exploring it, and being open to it being an important and essential vehicle for healing of the physical body, for your cells to really thrive and heal and do what they need to do to restore balance. I love the idea that it's just something that you need to allow, like breathing, allowing yourself to breathe. And allowing yourself to breathe again. Just relaxing and breathing and allowing your natural state of being to emerge. So that was my little statement on these point of attraction processes. When we come back, we will look at a few more things related to our topic of Sweat Lodge moving energy, and we will then wrap it up. So I'll let Brian take us to break.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Thank you.
Harvard holistic psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Dr. Judy Tsafrir offers empowering astrology and tarot readings that provide insight and guidance regarding love, work, and higher purpose. For more information, call 617-965-3020 or visit bostonastrologer.com or bostontarot.com. Readings are available via phone, Skype, and in person in Newton Center, Massachusetts.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. If you're just joining us, we're in the final segment of our show, Sweat Lodge, Moving Energy. Before the break, I was talking about one of the practices that Abraham Hicks recommends to improve your point of attraction and your ability to manifest things in your life. And this one was around reclaiming one's natural state of health. And, you know, lately I've been doing a lot of thinking about healing and health and wellness and wondering what really is at the root of what makes us well, what keeps us well, what makes us unwell or in a state of dis-ease, right? And I think so much of it has to do with all of this information around the law of attraction. Now, for people who are, you know, science, they probably would think I'm a bit of a wackadoo here. But the more I go through life, the more I work with clients and pursue my own wellness and just really try to figure stuff out, I'm realizing that so much of it so much of wellness in the physical is based on healing the emotions, healing the spiritual, healing trauma that we've experienced, and really understanding that connection between sort of ourselves as energetic beings and, you know, and our connection to source energy and how open that channel is and how we really are creating this vibrational match for what we're bringing into our life. It wouldn't be in our life if we weren't somehow creating a vibration for it. Now, I don't have all the answers for every circumstance related to disease. But I do want to keep thinking about it and talking about it and giving all of us information and questions to ponder, to say, okay, what feels true for me in this moment? Because we certainly have lots of cases of people who did all the right things and ran every day and ate well and were very concerned with their health and then, you know, dropped dead of a heart attack. Or we've got folks who, you know, pursued and did, you know, the standard of care that their doctors recommended for a diagnosis they had, and it didn't work for whatever reason, or it did work for whatever reason. And what is the reason? Is it, you know, the chemicals in the bag of chemo, or is it our belief about the chemicals in the bag of chemo? Either way, I don't know the answer to that, but I do think that we need to be asking these questions and thinking about what is actually true for each of us. Maybe for you, your belief that it works is what kind of helps you have a good outcome, whereas for me, I might be more inclined to say, oh, this is not going to work for me, and then it doesn't work for me. I don't know. I've been feeling a tremendous amount of guilt and worry that I have been really harping on my partner stopping smoking, and it's going to give him cancer, and it's going to this, and it's going to that, and I thought, you know what? I need to stop doing that, because first of all, I don't know if that's true. Some people go their whole lives smoking and don't get it. Others do, and there are statistics and all sorts of things around it, but I don't know what's going to happen in this particular case with this particular person, and it's not up to me to be controlling his experience and what he wants to do. And in fact, there's even research that supports that people who don't believe that something that they're putting in their body is bad for them, like say they don't have a great diet, but they have no idea that they don't have a great diet, or they think their diet's just fine, that they have better health outcomes than folks who feel guilty every time they're eating, you know, a piece of cake or something like that. And so what camp do I want to be in? I don't know. I mean, maybe what I want to do is really think about whether or not I'm creating a vibrational match for whatever it is I'm doing, that it's okay, that I accept it, I embrace it, that I feel joy around the decision I'm making rather than obligation or fear or despair or anger or something like that. Like maybe the majority of this or all of it is generated by our emotional state. I think it's something that we need to consider and figure out what's true for us, for each of us. I'm not telling you how to think about all this. I'm just saying that you should think about it and come up with a way of being in relationship to it that works for you. One of the things that Abraham Hicks says around this state of well-being stuff, they were asked a question around, you know, do you have to think specific positive thoughts about your body in order for it to be the way you want it to be? And so Abraham's response was, no, but you have to not think the specific negative thoughts. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And then they go on to say, if you could never again think about your body and instead just think pleasant thoughts, your body would reclaim its natural place of wellness. I wonder if that's true. They say it is. I have to think about that because I can see people saying, oh, sure, Carolyn, you're just telling people to think happy thoughts and everything will be okay. I don't know. Something for us to really consider. Okay, a couple other things I wanted to get to before we wrap. And this was something kind of related to this idea of moving energy, related to sort of the wellness we experience in our lives, what we're trying to attract, and this concept of death and dying. There's a great book by Mark Nepo. It's a book of daily meditations called The Book of Awakening, Having the Life You Want by Being Present to the Life You Have. And in the entry for August 9th, the show's live air date, it talks about the fact that things are dying every day. Cells are dying in our body every day as a way to be well. You know, there are plants that die with the seasons in order to then emerge in the spring when new growth appears. You know, clouds form and then they pass away. Waves, you know, crash into the shore and then they're gone. So there's this sort of cycle of dying that happens all the time as part of what's natural, right? And so what he says, which I find very noteworthy, is that we suffer greatly when we refuse to let what's growing underneath make its way as the new skin of our lives. And we double the pain of living when we try to stop the emergence that all life goes through. Little deaths prevent big deaths, he says. What matters most is waiting its turn underneath all that is expending itself to prepare the way. And when I think about that as it relates to my own life, I think back over myriad times where I resisted a change. I resisted a shift. I resisted a little death that was preparing the way for something momentous to happen and emerge. And I have done myself a great disservice over the years by being in that space of resistance and doubt and limitation, and actually keeping myself in a place that was preventing me from feeling joy. And I still have deep work that I need to do around this, but I wanted to share it with listeners to just give you an opportunity to think about, where are you in that? Do you allow little deaths to happen in your life? Do you allow things to fall away that really don't serve you? And I know that that can happen oftentimes in relationships that we know are not quite working the way we want them to work, in lifestyle choices that we make around sort of health and wellness, in our jobs and things that, you know, we feel we must do to survive, quote unquote, and pay our bills, and we just live our lives on the weekends, right? And we just muscle through each week. These are really important things for us to take a look at, you know, and thinking about everything we talked about on today's show around the law of attraction and what we really want to manifest, yet what we're actually manifesting in our life is carrying more vibrational weight than what we say we desire. So really looking at that and saying, okay, what are the changes that we can make? Something that I really am deeply embroiled in right now, and hopefully can share more in future shows. So, you know, linking back to the sweat lodge and this idea of moving energy, you are, you know, going through a death and rebirth in the sweat lodge ceremony, where you're in there and it is hot and you're crying tears from your body and you're wanting a new way to emerge as you emerge from the lodge. So let's contemplate all that as we close tonight's program. I thank you for listening. Our next show is on September 13th at 7 p.m., where our topic is Stone People, Trusting the Truth. Remember, tonight's show will air Monday and Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. at DreamVision7Radio.com. Until next time, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.